through the pandemic, I found Downey. He's a cool YouTuber, does some really cool trips. And one of his trips, of course, as you are aware of, was a cross-Canada trip via the train, or via the train, I guess, in a sense.
Via rail.
One of the stops you made here in Nova Scotia was at your place. Of course, you've got quite a history, a long line of woodsmen, let's say. And, of course, you are a 7-time log rolling champ. Is that right?
Yeah, Ross, you got it. Thank you, sir. I appreciate the lofty introduction. I humbly accept. Yeah, my family has had a sawmill for 5 generations, and I started the business of training to be a lumberjack celebrity ever since I was 5 years old, you know, rolling logs and playing around the sawdust pile at the mill. Of course, I picked up an axe when I was 12 years old and started into that side, well-versed lumberjack sports athlete. Been my true passion and my life's pursuit ever since.
Well, you are a man that is known to go out on a limb for individuals.
Ah, thank you. Don't bark up the wrong tree there, Russell.
Yeah, oh, your woodisms are incredible, and I can attest to that.
Thanks.
Tell me how you came to be on Downey Live on his YouTube channel.
Nova Scotia Tourism's been incredibly good to me, you know, and they often send some real cool personalities my way, and it was a huge pleasure to entertain and also get in depth with Downey. Mike Downey was incredible. Also, he brought his friend Will Sprout along. He was a good counterpart as well. He was amazing. He had amazing zen about him, and talk about calm, cool, and collective when it came to throwing the axe. But Mike Downey, man, when he got on that log, he could tear it to pieces. It was incredible. Give him another 6 months on the log, and he would be a force. Definitely, he had the stance and the power.
It's a cool episode, and I'm going to link that through the web post that I'll put up as well through our website. But your place itself, where are you? You're in Barrington.
Yes, we're right on the Barrington River at the Wild Axe Park, and that's where we run the Lumberjack Experience, which we started back in 2012. You know, that was always my dream after having my illustrious career of lumberjack sports on the road. I came back home. And I really wanted to give back to the community and allow people to see what it's like and experience that. If anybody in the Lumberjack Experience itself is really just a day where we come in and we do the events that are easy for people to do, like the sawing, the easier, like bow saw, the crosscut saw, then the axe throw, which everybody can do, that's super accessible. And the pole climb, which is a little bit extreme, but we harness people up and there's the safety line and all that good stuff. And we finish off with the wet and wild log roll where everybody is guaranteed to get wet. But
that's where the log roller learns to step lightly.
Oh!
For he is burnt. Oh, never mind. Yeah.
Pleases girls completely.
That's right. My grandfather was one here in Nova Scotia. So, yeah,
You told me that, Russell, in utmost respect on that. That is incredible. There is a dying breed of lumberjacks, and those are one of them. Those that brought the logs down the rivers, there's really not too many that can attest to that anymore. That was a special, special feat, you know. In my family, we've done that since 1882. We'd camp along the river. The Mi'kmaq would help us out. We were camping together and guiding the logs down through the sawmill and through the rapids. It was quite a time, you know, staying in March and April in a tent with the cook stove that the camp cook would bring along. And it was awesome. I missed that era. But I commemorate it through the lumberjack sports and the friends that we make and those old relationships that we built through the sport and the industry.